the agenda for the meeting is consideration of the negotiating mandate. We will lastly consider the household matters, the consideration of minutes will be last. But just to indicate the apologies received for this meeting, Mr. Gaila from the Eastern Cape province, Mezondi is on leave because of ill health, members of the call, and also Mr. Van Brandy from the Western province, Mezondi from Hilden province. Both members are directed by the medical practitioner. They are on leave, they are granted leave. Now, I do not know, I have an indication that honorable members agree with the agenda for today's meeting. Okay, thank you very much. I take it we agree for the agenda, there's no indication. Now, you are most welcome all in this meeting. It's a very indicated the consideration of negotiating Monday. But first, I just want to read a section here prepared by the Secretariat. Section 5 of Mandating Procedure of Provinces Act 2008 requires that the committee designated by provincial legislation must, in accordance with the format prescribed in Section 1 of the Act, confer authority on the provincial delegation to the NCOP of parameters of negotiation when the relevant NCOP Select Committee considered the bill after tabling and before consideration of the final mandate, and may include proposed amendments to the bill. In terms of Section 12, Subsection 16 of the Money Bill Amendment Procedure and Related Matters Act 2009, the Committee on Appropriation is expected to consider the bill and any proposed amendments to the bill. Should there be any proposed amendments, such proposed amendments should be consistent with adopted fiscal framework and be sufficiently motivated. Now, we expect that all provinces will give an indication in terms of the engagement with the bill. So I will start alphabetically with all provinces to have an indication where members are not available from respective provinces. I'll request the whip of the committee to assist us. So I will just start with the Eastern Cape province, and I would like the honorable member just to, for record, just introduce and indicate the mandate of the province. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Honorable Chair. My name is Tony Linata from the Eastern Cape. I'm the chair of the Portfolio Committee on Finance. Eastern Cape supports the bill.
Thank you very much, Honorable Tony Linata. And most welcome as well for attending, finding time to attend this meeting. We regard this as a very important process because the thorough understanding and in terms of discussing this bill and also issues that is raised. Thank you very much, Honorable Member. And then the province of the Free State and the chair conflicted now. So the Free State province supports the bill. It's not my imagination, there is the mandate. Thanks. is it so much? Okay, thanks. And then the Gauteng province, Honorable Dara.
Thank you, Chair. Gauteng province supports the bill.
Thank you very much, Honorable Mutara. The Gauteng province, the KwaZulu Natal. I'll ask the whip of the committee, Honorable Mugabe.
Thanks, Chair. The negotiating mandate received from the Chair's agenda legislature indicates that they support the bill.
Thank you very much. That and support the bill. Limpopo province, Honorable Mugabe, have you seen the money?
Yeah, in fact, I would like to comment on the mandate that I support or I don't support. I would have decided if there could be someone else with this or somebody else for that.
Have you seen the mandate? The province supported this?
Maybe, I don't know what people have said, no one has said, I was not around with Elisa.
No,
that's
that's not the question around really. The question is, have you seen the mandate?
No, I have not.
The provincial delegate.
I'm just reading everything this morning.
But from the province. From the province. And it is not even a paragraph, it is just one line. Have you read that one line?
No. I don't know. I'm seeing a lot of papers here. And it may be good part of other provinces.
Okay, Edas.
Can we just clarify that the honourable member of Lenny attended the briefing in the province? That's my schedule.
Thank you.
Did you attend the briefing in the province?
I spent all the process steps before I could raise my head for this thing without putting my neck on the law. Maybe we can pass to other provinces.
So what I will do, Honorable Ngeleni, we know that you were unavailable to the briefing in the province. However, that didn't stop the province to proceed in considering the bill and expressing its view. So we have received formally a record of the province views on the bill, and I will ask the whip of the committee to read that to us.
Thank you, Chair. The mandate, the negotiating mandate from the Lekopo legislature states that they are in favor of the vote.
Thank you very much. The Limpopo province supports the bill, and we'll move to Mpumalanga province, Mr. Tax.
Mr. Chair, thank you for the opportunity. Mpumalanga supports the bill.
Thank you very much. Well, very well put by Mpumalanga province and equal vocal. The Northwest, the Northern Cape province, Honorable Charles Dibir.
Thank you. The portfolio from the Tonnet, we want to develop the tourism, both in the soil of the world, and support the division of revenue in the Gulf. But I would also want to bring attention to the minutes that were accompanying the negotiating mandate issues came out during the discussions, the observations and the recommendations. Just in short, because I liaised with Mrs. Hanu on this regarding Moshering municipality in the Chontauli Observi region. It was a municipality that was demarcated to the Northern Cape from the Northwest with an extensive backlog in every sphere. There was a long discussion regarding this issue. It's a legacy issue that comes a couple of years, and we will have to fix this with the National Treasury. I don't think we can deal with it here now, but I just want to table this on behalf of the portfolio committee. The other one is the flood disaster relief grant. It's not withholding, I think the word is incorrect, it's not the withholding, it was funds returned to the National Treasury because it was not utilized. And at the last budget council, I spoke to Mr. Shishi and Mr. Mokoku was in there as HOE of Religious Treasury regarding this administrative issue. But Mr. Fondo would make note of that. Yes. But the shortness will be the support for.
Thank you very much, Honorable Charles, and also for drawing our attention to the issues that emanated from the discussion. Northern Cape support the bill. Northwest, Honorable Queen.
No, thanks, Chair. Though Northwest support the bill, there were quite a number of issues that they raised very sharply. The team that accompanied me assured them that the necessary changes will be effected because that was not final as they presented before the committee. If you look into page 1 of the mandate, that Schedule 5 Part B, in terms of the schedule of West Province, is not included. The committee for the assertion that this one is relevant is that development for some local municipality disaster recovery funds should be allocated in the province. We recall a tremor that befell this country and that is so massive. The committee felt that something should be done and there was an assurance. And the schedules 1, 2, including 4, the committee approves of all the content of the schedules. In terms of the 1776 bill, the committee has noted the persistent challenges regarding concern of Section 77-76 mandate by the legislature due to the pressure regarding prescribed processing. It was that the mandate should be subjected to in terms of the enabling legislature. The committee submits that Section 76 bills should be introduced in the National Council of Provinces as a general rule so as to address the challenges experienced by the legislature regarding the processing of such bills. These were the issues that were raised and the Norfolk supports the bill, despite all the other things.
Thank you very much, Honorable Mudashupin. Western Cape Province, Honorable Isaac will also.
Thank you again for the opportunity, Chairperson. On behalf of the Western Cape, Western Cape supports the bill, taking note of the annexes to the report, but it is supported by the Western Cape also. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Isaac. In this instance, I will check with the National Treasury when he is here, National Treasury, just to indicate on such areas where provinces have flagged issues, the process to deal with them.
Thank you very much. Basically, two provinces have flagged issues that require further review and consideration. I think there's one more, by the way, which is missing. with regard to Northern Cape, what we're currently doing with regard to the request that came water comes from the Northern Cape Legislature to look at this funding, what we're doing is we're going to backtrack, and we're putting backtrack to actually see what was actually done. Because what is the practice in the, with regard to funding, if an area is really demarcated, we also redesign grants to actually be aligned to that. So if a redemarcation extends an area with more poor people, we reconfigure that municipal boundary in the form of a rerun in terms of the newly demarcated municipality. That's both for the local government equitable share formula, but also for municipal infrastructure grants. What we can't answer immediately is the other conditional grants, because they're not done by formula, they're done by application generally, but it will actually determine what happens there. But I think also more importantly, not just the issue about looking at the history, we should also look at going forward on how we actually deal with areas that quite deprived and ensuring that the conditional grant system appropriately involves that. We are currently busy with a local government infrastructure review, and those are some of the things that we specifically will look at. So what we can do in this regard, actually give feedback to the committee, most probably when we table the Division of Revenue Bill, the 2015 Division of Revenue Bill, because it's a longer term issue. With regard to the flood disaster, when you get money, unfortunately when you don't get tents and it's held over twice, then there's not really much to it but to return the money. But I think what we should do, and we haven't done yet, we follow also up with the Department of the Flood, so it must probably, I think it was that money, Department of Forestry, Agriculture. And actually quite up and not, actually try to find out why this happened. And actually, because we can't have a situation like that, where we secure money and it just does not get spent. In our related interactions with that, they're already trying to assist the struggling provinces that are spending on the conditional grants. Yeah, that's how I expect it to pay for, by the way. Okay. And then there's one that, what, that I read in here, that I don't see listed as erasing, maybe deliberately so. The legislation must ensure that municipalities, especially districts, also benefit from field levy and just not metros. Maybe what is very important here is that the fuel levy is based on the number of fuel sales that you've got within your municipal location. So currently, basically, the majority of fuel sales actually take place in the metropolitan areas, and that's where the majority of fuel is actually collected. So some of these proposals actually penalize municipalities and not benefit them. Because even secondary cities, we've got the latest, the allocations could be much, much smaller than the metropolitan municipalities. Even among metropolitan municipalities, there's quite a bit of variance between the smaller metros and the larger metros. But the more important issue, and that is something where the Department of Cooperative Governance is really doing some work on, is what is the appropriate role of district municipalities and what functions should they perform, particularly in the case where you've got quite a number of small local municipalities that are struggling to perform their mandate. And GCOP is currently busy with some of the work in that regard. So I think that is really fits in there. And with regard to the Northwest Quiddy, it was also raised not just in the legislature but also even when we had our hearings. And we've already given a written response. But what we've done subsequent to that, we've actually had a follow-up with the Department of Cooperative Governance, specifically the Disaster Management Center, MDC. And what they've indicated is that, we are putting it together in a written response, but they have given us some feedback. And they've actually done quite a bit of work to actually work with the province concerned and to try to get their application in. And I can't yet say with definiteness, because as of yesterday, National Trade has not received any funding requests yet. But as we've indicated in our regional proposal, there are two types of support that can be requested. There's the immediate disaster relief. The immediate disaster relief money doesn't have to go through the Division of Revenue Amendment Bill or the Division of Revenue Bill. It goes through a separate direct. So when we receive a request for immediate disaster relief, the disaster happens somewhere in August, middle August, and the deadline for the submission of the immediate disaster relief grant is end of November. So it's not that it's going to be concluded yet. So if you receive a request by then it will be processed. So I'm not sure whether we're going to get a request for immediate relief, because it appears from the initial analysis that the Disaster Management Center has done, that the majority of the application actually consists of rehabilitation, quite a number of houses. And what they're currently doing, they're working with the province to actually deal with some of the duplication, potential double counting, and cleaning up the application. And as soon as they've done that, they'll then submit the national treasury. Then there's basically two processes for dealing with that. So the one is that despite it not being included in the 2014 MTDBS, because it's disaster related, the Minister's Committee on the Budget can still approve that it be included in the 2015 budget, and then it will become part of the 2015 Division of Revenue Bill. If we don't receive the application in time for that process, the cancel will be dealt with as part of the 2015 Division of Revenue. So what we basically can say in short, there is an application on the table, and if it meets the funding requirements, it will be submitted to the due process and considered. So the concern raised that, you know, that it will not be considered is maybe, you know, unwarranted. Or unnecessary concern if we use those words. Then with regard to Northwest, the query about the other one, I think that's not for National Treasury to respond to. And then just on a lighter note, because it's not here, I don't have to answer, but we also expect to deploy you on the Malacca Road, which is not yet. And for those that raise the concern, just as a note to mention, is that it will not be a toll road. We can give an assurance of that. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Wendy. Honorable Isaac, can I say something? And Honorable Mr. Supreme.
Yes, Chairperson, thank you. My question for you is addressed to Wendy. Wendy, you know, just based on the discussion and the input you've given and what I've heard you say to the Northern Cape regarding the fuel limit, if I might just leave this here, because it was discussed on off the record, if you take Mombela, for example, the old Alfred, as you know it, now, Alfred has become first city status, as you might know. It is the capital of Mpumalanga, and it is the heart and pulse of the traffic that flows through towards Mozambique and also towards Swaziland. It is also the hub of the forestry industry in South Africa, together with the fact that it is right in the heart of the Maputo Corridor. Like Mr. Beer, then, why, with the volume of fuel sales in and around the Alfred Nations, why is Mombela Municipality or Mpumalanga then not also considered in terms of each share of the division of the revenue derived from the fuel levy? Thank you, Chairperson.
Thanks, Mr. Isaac. Let's continue to Mr. Mut. Honorable.
Chairperson, with regards to the trauma that befell the Makotama Municipality, it was an issue raised that was just an administrative issue with court, that some officials lying there could not fill the forms correctly, and as such the process was delayed. We then sought the intervention of Trela that it should intervene and assist, whether it's a question of capacity, that the people are capacitated and are able to do that. We were then assured, and I'm not getting that, I'm very clear, that it's not going to be administrative issues then raised, and the community there suffering. And there was an indication that there's a probability, not a possibility, that that can be included in the current the 2015 financial aid.
Thank you, Honorable Mosadi. You're looking so, yeah, so attentive looking at the
treasure. I apologize.
I'm not you. You are looking at her, so don't intimidate her. Look at me.
I'm glad I'm married that you can.
Thank you, Honorable Ember.
Thank you,
Coach.
A quick one. I'm just in the middle of a point of confusion. The Honorable Ember is talking about a probability and a possibility,
you
have to quantify something.
It's probable, not, but not possible, huh? What
is it? Probable.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Complex.
Yeah. Okay. We, of outside the meeting, we'll talk better on English. Honorable Shah?
Chair, yeah. The finance appropriation must be exact. Exact sign. It's our responsibility as a chairperson to, as part of our responsibility being the FCOP, to also facilitate engagements between the FSC and the province. And that's what we are going to do in the Northern Cape. That was the proposal on the table last Wednesday, that the meeting be held between the legislator and the FSC in Mosheweng, not in Kimberley, to get their first-hand experience. Not once a year with the FSC, but at least twice a year. The more engagements there are with the FSC, the better, because the FSC makes recommendations to the Minister of Finance regarding the Division of Revenue, which is a very important institution. And that's part of our role. But last year, with the thanks to the National Treasury to assist us in provinces, with the briefing. And I speak for myself and the Northern Cape. It was done very professionally, and there was gratitude also from the Portfolio Committee of Finance of the Northern Cape Lecture.
Let me also draw the attention of the meeting to comments made by the Limpopo province. And I think these comments will be forwarded to National Treasurer for a response. My view that these responses reach provinces, just to provide clarity, the level where these comments were raised. Is that right, Will? Okay, thanks very much. Thanks very much for the briefing. And I have a mover and a seconder for all adoption of all what mandate.
I move, Chairperson.
Okay, Honourable Richard moves, and then okay. Thanks very much, Honourable Mota speak. It is great, but let me also say it officially that the committee appreciates the assistance and the support given by the provincial liaison officers in facilitating the meetings with provinces and making it easy for members to attend to this briefing session. And also appreciate the committee support entirely National Treasury for organizing this briefing session. And Honorable Ntileni, you should be active participant via the chair all the time, and that will make you very in order. And we appreciate all the support given by the committee to dedicate here so that we deal with these matters on time, as we expected to provide our report to the House before the end of this month. As I said, the National Treasury also for continuously briefing. Number of comments were raised during the minister's briefing session. Members will recall we had a full briefing session with the minister. The joint session to have some of the issues, and we must have follow on some of the issues in the provinces. In the provinces. Thank you very much for that. No, I'm not closing. I follow the agenda. On what point? On the agenda, sir?
No. It was just a comment I wanted to make on the
mandate. I've given you more than enough time to comment on the mandate, so I'm making my remarks on the mandate. Thanks. The mandate for Limpopo is for Treasury and for members to read. Let's read all the documents and Treasury will respond to the money. Yes, I say Treasury will not respond now. It will comment after reading the mandate. Consistent, Honorable Isaac. Now, I want to draw attention to the set of minutes for adoption. You've got four sets of minutes before you member. The first is on August. Can I also have indication? We normally are told that now meetings that PMG do not acknowledge them, and PMG does a good job to communicate also outside. Do we have PMG in our meeting? I need to acknowledge them. PMG.
This honorable chair members, everyone. It's not the same from PMG. I am present.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Okay. Let's confirm the minutes. Let's start with the 26th of August. First page. Okay. Honorable sir.
Chairperson, at the bottom in attendance, Mr. Snake Stratler must be Professor Nicole Sittler.
Okay, correction, Professor. Second page. The last page. Confirm minutes. His members. Okay, Honorable Mundar. Moved, Honorable Mundar. Okay. Seconded, Honorable DBS. Let's move to the 24th October. Briefing by National Treasurer on Adjustment Appropriation Bill, Division of Revenue Amendment Bill. First page is correct. Second page is also on those who are in attendance. The wrong list. Provinces were present. Page 3. And page 4. Can I have indication if they are correct with Isaac?
I move the person.
Honorable Isaac moves. And then seconded by Mutara, Honorable Mutara. Then the third of the 29th October, it was a joint meeting with Standing Committee on Appropriation. It's a correct reflection. Honorable Jelani, you are also present in this meeting. Yes, no. Okay, Honorable Nakashuti and seconded by Honorable Lisa. This one is last week, Friday, 7th of November. Yes, he was not
absent.
First stage, yes.
I was not absent. It's not that I was miscommunication. I went for my provincial meeting. Motor.
Can you say what?
I said I was not absent.
You were what?
I went for the provincial meeting.
So you are not in the meeting.
I had an apology. It's not that excuse.
Yeah, you apologize.
Yeah.
Okay. You're not present.
Present the protest of being absent.
Okay, it is noted that the honorable member was in their province for negotiating for the briefing. Okay. And then any other correction? Okay. Agreed.
Mm-hmm.
Honorable Mutara. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Honorable Pietaka. Thanks very much. Is there any other matter of okay, can I ask the committee secretary, one of them, Lubawalo or Estelle, to just give an indication of the attending meeting for the committee? This is the last month in Parliament, in November. So we need to be very clear of our sending business. And accordingly, if there's any other issue that is taken, we will say. What is our sending, Honorable Mr. Thank you,
sir. Okay, so firstly, let me start by explaining what is going to happen for today with respect to what the committee has to get now. So the first exercise that we need to do as soon as we use the meeting is like that, is to go and prepare the minutes of today's meeting. Provinces are going to need those minutes before they consider the final money, entry the final money. So the sooner we do that, the better. The committee will sit again next week or today and consider the final mandate and also the report thereafter. So the report will be circulated to members of the committee later by Thursday morning. Or let me say before noon on Thursday. We are waiting on the report. It's almost the process, 85% ready. So the question of transmitting is here and there. That report will be adopted next year on the day together with the final mandate, and the committee will adopt final mandate just at the end of the report. So we will circulate the report with a part that will indicate that two businesses that are supporting the PM based on the negotiated mandate that are here. So provinces that are not going to be able to submit final mandate, then I assume that two provinces are not going to be able to submit final mandate, then we would have like delete in the case that they could not convene out to change on time. But then other than that, there's another exercise. They will support with the ATC and then to be considered by the MOP. Then provinces again will forward the voting mandate this time around to the MOP and then whatever then that is going to happen. It will be that will take care somewhere else, whether it will be statement or what. Let me just say the MOP will consider the board. And then the community again will consider a report on the appropriation bill after the administration bill, you have an investor board has considered by the house. Then the appropriation bill will be formally referred to the community. The community will see and consider that support. So that's the condition to publish that one paragraph because the MEA, they are extensively dealing with that. On the same day, when we are considering the adjustment application bill, then there's another report, a third report on the proposed division of MEA and conditional grant allocation to provinces and the local government. That report it kind of look forward to the allocation, budget allocation for the next year as it's proposed. So the actual bill that will be tabled next year at the beginning of the year when the budget is tabled. So those are the short points that the committee will consider. And in summary, the committee will interact with two meetings. And then next week, the meeting on the 18th, and then the other one on the 26th of November. And then that is
Thank you very much, Duwagan. Just an indication further to that, honourable members, we will, as a committee, management of the committee, I think we'll have to deliver it on the next year, program, second quarter, and so that we enable the secretariat to submit tomorrow, also to the house chair, to give an indication. So I think jointly, as chair of appropriation finance, we have to deliver it already. Just an indication of what are the matters that must be processed. You remember, early next year after the State of the Nation with the budget presentation and the process that must unfold. So we have to deliver it on that next year. But now for the committee, two outstanding meetings, critical, 18 and the 26. The 18 final negotiating mandate. Final mandate, no longer negotiating, the final mandate. We will do one we agreed with the chair of finance, the honorable DPA, that after the meeting agenda, we will convene into the finance committee, select committee meeting. First, some questions, if there are any, two members, I show your hand, honorable sir.
Mr. President, no, I don't have questions. I just have a comment for the benefit of honorable colleague Ngeleni, who has abstained on the Limpopo mandate. I'd just like to point out to him, for the benefit of the committee, on page 2, middle way down the paragraph, the committee, having considered the bill, supported with the following recommendation. Honorable Ngeleni should take note that in the middle of the paragraph, there is a statement or a comment that says, on behalf of Limpopo province, there is a need to cut on expenditures such as those on refreshments, both national and provincial. Maybe you'd like to digest that for me. Thank you, Chairperson.
Well, I still say that the report must be read comprehensively. There may be some present interest for members. Okay. Honorable.
Not sure. Honorable, if I can take it away.
Okay.
That, what I only want to say, I didn't like it's on the report. The mood of my honorable member, in the future, I would make an appeal that the committee week must just, you know, for the purposes of understand these cases that just take us through the important.
Okay, I think now, let me, thank you very much, honorable members, because now members are being off record. The meeting is adjourned and we will allow the finance chair to process. Thank you.
I think we got to record.
Oh, yeah.
I want to know what you have done.